Good evening. This is Bill Satterlee, and along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, we'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm going to kick off the show with a big band sound from a CD entitled The Essentials, Big Bands. The one I'm going to feature is Gene Krupa doing his classic drum boogie. Krupa and his band playing drum boogie.
You think of a pianist Horace Silver, you usually think of his one of his classic quintets that he had all down through the years. Cut all those great albums on Blue Note. Well, I'm going to do something that's from early Horace Silver when he just played on a trio Blue Note album. And this is his classic composition, Opus de Funk, from his album Sahara, with Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on drums. Let's listen to real early Horace Silver trio, just piano, bass, and drums doing Opus de Funk.
Thank you.
tonight. That's a hard bop piano stylings of Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on drums. By the way, Horace and Art Blakey got together a couple years later and formed a co-op group called the Jazz Messengers.
I want to play something by Chicago trombonist Russ Phillips from a CD entitled Love Walked In, featuring Russ Phillips and Friends. And on this particular cut, it features him on trombone, Bobby Schiff on piano, Charles Brome on drums, Stuart Miller bass. His wife, Jeannie Lambert, sings on some of the songs on the CD, but I'm not going to be playing one of them. The name of the tune is All My Love.
Thank you.
Russ Phillips doing a tune entitled All My Love.
Well, we played Horace Silver's version of Opus the Funk as a trio thing, and that, of course, Horace wrote that song. Now I'm going to change the pace and do Horace Silver's composition Opus the Funk by the Woody Herman and his orchestra. And this was cut live. This is an air check off the radio from the Lagoon, which was a dance hall apparently in Salt Lake City. Cut in July of 1956. I don't know which version of the Woody Herman herd this is. It would have to be at least the third herd. And it has an interesting personnel, including Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, and Bill Harris on trombone, Victor Feldman on vibes, and the nice trombone solo here by Bill Harris. Let's listen to Woody Herman's version of Horace Silver's Opus the Funk, arranged by Nat Pierce.
Thank you.
I guess Woody Herman is about his third heard, I guess, live from a little dance hall in Salt Lake City about 1956, doing Horace Silver's great composition, Opus de Funk. We heard Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Bill Harris on trombone, and Victor Feldman on vibes.
We'll play a vocalist, Anita O'Day, featuring, it's from a CD entitled Anita O'Day Swings Cole Porter with Billy May. Billy May was an arranger, and it was a pretty good one. Anita O'Day has a vocal on this. Jimmy Rawls is playing piano, Tal Farlow guitar, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums, which is a kind of a great rhythm section. So let's listen to her version of From This Moment On.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:40, dear, from this moment on. From this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs from this moment on. For you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:40, dear, from this moment on. From this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs from this moment on. For you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. Skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment, from this moment.
As Anita O'Day playing From This Moment On, and she was kind of the one who broke the ground for female singers, and Chris Connors and June Christie kind of followed her after she was no longer singing with the big bands.
Back in the mid-50s, Capitol Records let Stan Kenton do a series of Stan Kenton Presents, and he did Stan Kenton Presents Rosalino, Frank Rosalino, and Claude Williamson, and he did one called Stan Kenton Presents Bob Cooper, great West Coast tenor sax man. So we're going to do a track from that album. We're going to do Jerome Kern's composition, The Way You Look Tonight, and we've got Shelly Mann on drums, Joe Mandragon on bass, Howard Roberts on guitar, and Bud Shank on alto sax. Let's listen to this West Coast group do The Way You Look Tonight. That was Jerome Kearns, The Way You Look Tonight, from a Capitol album called Stan Kenton Presents Bob Cooper. Of course, that was Bob Cooper on tenor sax. He also had Bud Shank on alto sax and Howard Roberts on guitar.
I'm going to play it from a 2-CD set called Great Moments in Jazz, put out by Atlantic. But one of the things is the liner notes are wrong, because the songs that they list, like 1, 2, 3, 4, are not the songs that are really on 1, 2, 3, 4. So all I can tell you is I'm going to play a song entitled Sophronic. I know nothing about it. I don't know how long it is. I don't know who's playing, but I think you'll like it anyway. Sophronic. Thank you. Sophronic. Wish I could tell you more, but I can't.
No matter. It was an interesting track. That was your musical grab bag for the week. Maybe somebody can call in and tell us a little more about it. Okay, I'm going to turn to an album on a Canada label called Vic Lewis, West Coast All-Stars Play Bill Holman. Now, Vic Lewis was from London, and he was active on the jazz scene over there, but he doesn't really participate in the CD at all except to lend his name to it. He just came out here in the United States, went out on the West Coast and put together a nice swinging big band that played arrangements by Bill Holman. And so it's under his name, but he actually doesn't perform on the CD. But the people that do perform on it are really great. We got Connie Condoli and Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Bob Cooper and Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Bud Shank on alto sax. This is a Bill Holman composition and a Bill Holman arrangement called Sizzler Before Lunch.
Thank you.
That was the Victor Lewis West Coast All-Stars playing a composition and arrangement by Bill Holman called Sizzler Before Lunch. And my ears told me that most of the solos there were by Rob McConnell on trombone, Bud Shank on alto sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, and Alan Broadbent on piano.
I want to play one more tune at least tonight from the CD that has the unnamed artist. It's kind of like when I don't know about you, when we were a kid and we'd go to the movies in the afternoon, Saturday afternoons, they would have a vending machine with certain candies, and then they had one with a question mark. So right now, we're going to go in with a question mark. The name of the tune is Shermoya.
Thank you.
That was Tramoya, and definitely a West Coast sound. I think we picked some of the artists, but it's just your guess is as good as mine.
Okay, well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee. We've got time for one more track before we finish out the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I hope you'll stick around for the second hour after the news at the top of the hour, and because we've worked long and hard to put together this program of swinging modern jazz music for you. We're going to close out the first hour with something by Steve Marcus on tenor sax, not exactly a household word, but he had a long stint with the Woody Herman Band and the Buddy Rich Band as a tenor sax man. He's going to do Charlie Chaplin's composition Smile, backed up by John Hicks on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums.
Thank you.
6:50, you're not available.